in a cabinet meeting. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So, hello everyone, especially people watching from the internet channel. Welcome to the Indonesia Today by the Voice of Indonesia. That is accessible through so many channels. Our website voanews.id, the application RRI Digital, and once more, as I mentioned in the beginning, from the RRI Net channel. Welcome to the Voice of Indonesia, in which we'll bring you a lot of information related to Indonesia. And we'll be talking about what? Some of them will be about the free meal program and also something related to the inflation. So stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Kayak lu pakai pelesiran segala.
Oh, bapaknya. Eh, bini, lu ngapain sih? Kalau anak pengen seneng aja ribet bener. Lah, emang Ella mau pergi kemana sih?
Kemana ke, Be? Ke luar negeri gitu, biar keren.
Ih, ngapain? Mending keliling-keliling Jakarta aja.
Emang keliling Jakarta keren?
Ih, jangan salah ya, Dek.
Iya.
No.
Di Jakarta semua masih oke, kanan kiri terlihat jeje, trotoarnya, taman-tamannya, jembatannya dan transportasinya. Di Jakarta masih pada besar, tua muda jadi masih cinta, fasilitasnya wah wah semua ada, warganya jadi makin muda.
Foto kanan kiri, selfie-selfie sendiri, atau wifi-wifi literally bikin happy. Berasa banget gue jadi jenik, karena location-nya semua estetik. Naik angkot gratis tinggal ngesot, sepedaan di jalur jangan ngepot-ngepot. Tunggu di taman nikmatin banyak hotpot, hilangin stres gak perlu repot-repot. Lihat tuh, stadion, pantai, dan jembatan. Lihat tuh, orang-orang pada having fun. Lihat tuh, orang-orang pada girang. Lihat tuh, lihat tuh, love you Jakarta, hati gue senang.
Di Jakarta semua makin oke, kanan kiri terlihat cece. Trotoarnya, taman-tamannya, jembatannya dan transportasinya. Di Jakarta masih pada besar, tua muda jadi makin cinta. Fasilitasnya wah wah semua ada, warganya jadi makin muda.
Bisa ngedeprok, gelaran tiker di taman-taman sambil makan leker. Gagal tatua datang ke museum, senja di pantai santuy sambil senyum. Kongko di skatepark atau main sepatu roda, ada juga tempat olahraga berkuda. Foto prewedding di jalanan Jakarta, dua-dua-du jadi makin cinta. Tuh lihat tuh, lihat tuh, stadion, pantai dan jembatan. Lihat tuh, lihat tuh, orang-orang pada having fun. Lihat tuh, lihat tuh, orang-orang pada gira.
Semua makin oke, kanan kiri terlihat cece. Trotoarnya, taman-tamannya, jembatannya dan transportasinya. Di Jakarta masih pada besar, tua muda jadi makin cinta. Fasilitasnya wah wah semua ada, warganya jadi makin muda.
Voice Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. That's talking about a free nutritious meal for Indonesian students. So apparently that we knew Indonesia have a lot of places and their own specialties, and of course we want to do that. So all the food that is provided by the government for the children are said to be different from one places to another, but they have similar nutritional value. And the speaker of the Presidential Communication Office, Philip Jussario Vermont, said that the meal in this free nutritious meal program in the regions that is not the center for the not a center for dairy production will be replaced with some other protein sources. And Philip said that so the milk will be replaced by chicken, egg, or even meat. And this is actually an answer from Philip from the journalists who are asking why there is no milk at some places. So what about the milk itself? According to him, milk is prioritized to be available in places with cow centers. I'm quite quite confused. Do we really call it the cow center? But yeah, if there is a dairy production center, then they will get the milk. But if there isn't, so they will depend on the local resources. So it is also realizing some kind of equality, spreading the equality of economy, not only for one place, but also for so many places, almost every places in the country.
Apa kabarmu? Ku harap kau merindukanku seperti aku di sini merindumu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baiklah, engkau di sana. Kau memikirkanku seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu di setiap hembusan nafasku. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu setengah mati, merindumu. Ku rindu kepadamu kasih. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
So here is the fourth quote of the day, and it is coming from our founding father or the first president of Indonesia, Soekarno. And here is the quote of the day. Whoever owns pearls, they must dare to dive into the deep sea. And that's the quote of the day.
Begitu dia. listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Bamboo Forest of Alu Village. The breeze and the rustling sound of bamboo leaves clashing will welcome you at this tourism destination. The lush of bamboo trees will protect you from sunlight. Polewali Mandar in West Sulawesi is rich of its natural tourism objects. One of them is Bamboo Forest at hinterland of Alu Village, Alu District, Polewali Mandar Region C. The 20-hectare wide bamboo forest area has a distance 60 kilometers from Polewali District, the capital city of Polewali Mandar Regency, and can be accessed by car or motorcycle by taking around 1.5 hours. The special atmosphere of the village in the past is still seen at the bamboo forest because there are still some gazebos, small huts, meeting room and a mosque which are made of bamboo. The use of bamboo forest as new tourism destination has begun since several years ago. Beginning from art and culture festival, it is conducted at the forest and it makes it known widely by the public. Since that time, the forest has been visited by a lot of residents for touring, camping, meeting of government activities and also reception of wedding party. The bamboo forest is different from people's imagine if hearing the word of bamboo forest. The local people realize that big potential can improve their economy to keep taking care of the bamboo forest and to give various options for tourists who come. In the memory of tourists who come to visit the bamboo forest, they feel incomplete with some interesting spots for selfie. At some points, tourists can see water streaming which is through rocky river, combined with the sounds of bamboo leaves rubbing against one another due to the gentle breeze. Are you interested in this destination? Please come to the bamboo forest at Alu Village in Polewali Mandar, West Sulawesi Province. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Listener, you're listening to Highway with Tersenyum untuk siapa or smiling for whom. And after that, you'll listen to the story about Fenixie.
Oh, gemas sekali kita bersilat lidah. Sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemas sekali kita berbeda pandang. Semula beradang, sekarang kembali terang. Oh, sudah, hati ini berserah pada gadis yang cerah. Tersenyum dalamnya, aku atau dirimu, entahkah sudahi saja.
Those who were victorious at the sea in the first millennium were the Indonesian people from the east, none of Chinese who sailed. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Kalau istilah pinisi itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitar tahun 1830-an, 40-an.
Here around the 19th century and around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or cap catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east, so the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Pinisi sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur, sehingga akhirnya ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar Pinisi.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Pinisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Pinisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya.
The term Pinisi generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president Soekarno held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, the question still arose about what Pinisi boat is, because the term Pinisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari Lompong, there was palari Tongkol. The term Pinisi started being known in the 80s, especially after the Pinisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called Pinisi. So the term Pinisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Pinisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Pinisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura misalnya, pau-pau yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Pinisi. Jadi, istilah Pinisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan, sebenarnya suatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Pinisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
People's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as palari. So the use of the word pinisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motorization and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of when Pinisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Pinisi was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Pinisi to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Pinisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata Pinisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia. Karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Pinisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, saya waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi, 85 dari Pinisi.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied it yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness to who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. And he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said. The same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 double-up sails called Pinisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal Pinisi di Banang ini asalnya dari Ara, dulu pun Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Pinisi ship was built originally from Ara Bulukumba, Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience and it is recognized throughout the world.
Tanpa ada bilang teknik bagaimana dan di segi pengalaman saja. Diakui oleh seluruh dunia.
Hmm.
kalau dengan fungsinya satu tahun lebih. Tapi kali ini kami meeting di pantai dia pantai Anjuran.
With the penalty, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2 months and a half has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, ironwood, BT wood and kick wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of kick wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk pasir tulang. Depnya ini kayu jati. Alinas, papan sir papannya disusun, kesep satin, sampai
lagi. The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope. Dan the sail is put on. That's it.
Tali apa? Tali sering. Tali sian. Nampak buatan. Baru pasang layarnya. Begitu.
The system and calculation for making Finnish sailing ships have been known to people of Ara village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini. Kita ini ahli.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships expert, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is a precise up to 6 meters without any writing about semi or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu, yaitu
there is one thing that is absence of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that bows are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemo-Lemo people. It seems to have a formula called Tatatalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Finnish in the 70s, were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Ara people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Tata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Ara pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
Building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 tons more than a cell phone. And they all have to function the same as cell phone. If you install one small part wrongly, the cell phone won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not fail. And there is another point here. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not fail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve F from X, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archaeology for 1,000 years. And the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only finicky.
Dari kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan perahu-perahu yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit. Sehingga bukan menjadi ini baru kesenjian halaya kerana, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya? Memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih di kedepankan kepada khalayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini si doa.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for people watching the Indonesia Today from the RRNet channel, and we are still available on Vionews.id and RRA Digital mobile application.
Joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNet.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Temukan jalan sepakat takdir setelah beribu debat panjang. Tak lagi mengganggumu, pas sudah ada kabar.
Stop picking the wrong durian. People mostly say durian has strong smell and tastes weird. But chances are, you're getting the bad durian. To pick the best durian, you only need two steps. Step 1. Check the stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
Good durians have soft and moist stem, not dry. Step 2. Knock it off. Good durians sound lower when knocked. Additional step. Some seller allows you to get a taste from the durian you pick. If not good, just pick another one. Now you know how to pick the best durian, and of course you should.
Apa kabar? Ku dengar kau masih menangis. Bagaimana hari? Apakah masih terasa bengis? Sampai kapan kau bungkam semua kesedihan? Bagaimana bisa aku biarkan kau kesakitan? Mungkin kau tak bisa kembali seperti dahulu. Setidaknya luka badan jiwa takkan lagi melepu. Obatmu mungkin bukan aku, dan semoga hadirku tak berteru. Satu hanya doaku, kau semoga sembuh.
Here's the headlines. The government ensured the nutrition in the free meal nutritious program. Indonesia secured the ticket to Big 32 in Indonesia Masters 2025. And here is the news in detail. The Indonesian government ensured equal nutrition fulfillment for students with special needs and also the students in general through the free meal program in every schools. As reported by antaranews.com, the spokesperson of the Presidential Communication Office, Philippe Mond, said that the nutrition value that is managed by the Nutrition Fulfillment Service Unit is equal. Indonesian badminton men's double team Raymond Indra Patra Harapan Rindo Rindo secured the ticket for the main round or the Big 32 in Indonesia Masters 2025. As reported by Indonesia.com, the ticket was obtained by the team after defeating the Malaysia Aaron Tai Wen Chin Kai Kai Shing in a rubber game 21-19, 19-21, and 21-19 in a qualification at Istora Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday. And in the Big 32 round, Raymond and Patra will be facing the Thailand pair, Kitten Pong Kadron and Dechapol Buavara Nukroh. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.